Here is this week's Hudson Valley Congressional Report from WGXC from Philip Grant and myself, Tom Rowe, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives of the Hudson Valley in Congress and the candidates who want to replace them. Current Democrat Representatives Paul Tonko and Sean Maloney vote with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik voted with Biden's positions 18% of the time.
Wendy Liberatore is reporting for the Times Union. The gun industry has a spokesman with exceptional access to U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik, the number three Republican in the House, her husband, Matthew Manda. Manda is the manager of public affairs for the National Shooting Sports Foundation based in Newton, Connecticut. The trade group's mission is, and I quote, to promote, protect, and preserve hunting and shooting sports, end quote, and was one of the plaintiffs in a federal lawsuit attempting to block a New York law that increases potential liability for gun manufacturers. The suit was dismissed by a judge in Albany earlier this week, but an appeal is likely. Manda frequently writes for the foundation's website and other outlets about the group's events and policy positions. He wrote in April, and I quote, "Law-abiding Americans choose over and over again to take their personal safety into their own hands and purchase a firearm. Congress needs to ensure the industry is free from woke corporate discrimination," end quote. Manda's article did not mention that Stefanik is his wife, and he did not respond to a Times Union request for comment. A foundation spokesperson refused to say when Manda started working for the group, calling it, and I quote, "personal information," end quote. When the Times Union called Stefanik advisor and campaign spokesperson Alex DeGrassi to ask if Manda's work influences Stefanik's position on gun rights, DeGrassi called the reporter, and I quote, "a very sick person," end quote. He then sent an email calling the Times Union, and I quote, "sexist," end quote. Stefanik was a strong ally of the gun industry before her husband went to work for the NSSF, and she has an A-plus rating from the National Rifle Association. Stefanik and Manda met in 2012 and were married in 2017. At the time, Manda was the marketing and communications director for the Virginia-based Media Group of America, which runs the conservative news website, The Independent Journal Review. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrew Waite reports for the Daily Gazette that Republican Representative Elise Stefanik made a rare appearance at a press conference about milk in Albany May 31st. It was the first time Stefanik faced reporters since 19 children and two adults were murdered at an elementary school in Texas. Stefanik said, and I quote, "I do not support gun control, but there is work that we need to do, and that is increasing mental health funding. We need to increase school resource officers and make sure that we're working with our county sheriffs to protect our schools that are most vulnerable," end quote. Matt Castelli, who is one of the two Democrats seeking the House's North Country seat, pointed out Stefanik was not addressing her constituents, which will not include all Rensselaer County residents because of redistricting. Castelli said, and I quote, "she's not in her district. She's in Albany talking about something that is not related to the job of representing the 21st Congressional District. There should be no more compelling issue facing our country right now than addressing the insecurity that our parents and our kids and our teachers are facing with this threat of gun violence in our schools," end quote. Stefanik did say she supported the Fix NICS Act, which strengthened the federal background check system, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. But Castelli pointed out that Stefanik voted against reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act. Castelli said, and I quote, "I would just like to highlight that she has been in Congress for nearly 8 years and hasn't been able to solve this problem. It's not surprising to hear Congresswoman Stefanik's remarks. She's got a pattern of behavior where every one of her actions is about service to herself," In this instance, it's about putting the needs of her special interest donors and her gun-advocating husband above the lives of our kids and the safety of our communities, end quote. Last week, the Times Union reported that Stefanik's husband, Matthew Manda, manages the public affairs for the National Shooting Sports Foundation based in Newton, Connecticut. Read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. Paul Kirby compares in the Daily Freeman the position on guns of the two candidates for special election in August to pick a congressperson for New York's current 19th congressional district. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, a Democrat, wants to bring back the ban on assault rifles and institute universal background checks on gun purchases. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, a Republican, did not list any specific legislation he would back to address the problem. Ryan said, and I quote, "We must also institute universal background checks, ban bump stocks and high-capacity magazines, prevent straw purchases, close gun show loopholes, and institute red flag laws and no-buy lists for domestic abusers and suspected terrorists," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Americans universally support these measures, and they deserve representatives with the backbone to take on the gun lobby and deliver actual results," end quote. Molinaro did not use the word gun in his response to the murder of 19 children and two adults at the elementary school in Texas. He said, and I quote, "It is imperative we attack the root of the problem here, reducing isolation and fighting hatred by building a community of inclusion. It's what we've done in Dutchess County for a decade," end quote. The Just the Facts website reports that Molinaro in 2018 had a 92% rating from the National Rifle Association. In 2018, Molinaro had a 100% rating from the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. And New Yorkers Against Gun Violence gave Molinaro an F rating in 2008. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan allowed so-called, and I quote, "school resource officers," end quote, in the Roundout and Ante Aura school districts and at Ulster County BOCES last week after the murder of 19 children and two adults at a Texas school. The Ulster County legislature voted 19-4 for the security guards at the schools at its May 17th meeting before the Texas shooting. After the shooting, Ryan returned the resolutions unsigned. Doxey wrote, and I quote, "a move that is generally used to allow a resolution to go into effect while signaling disapproval of the measure," end quote. Ryan put out his statement on the issue May 27th. He said, and I quote, "As a parent, I feel very strongly that we need to do everything that we can to keep our kids safe in school. I also feel strongly that decisions about what happens in schools should be made by parents, teachers, and school boards. That is why I have consistently returned these resolutions unsigned, empowering our school districts to make these decisions," end quote. BOCES will pay the county $53,241.58 for a part-time security guard from July 1st through June 30th, 2023. The Ante Aura and Roundout school districts will each pay the county $111,054.66 for security guards in each of those districts between September 1st, 2022 and June 30th, 2023. The no votes against the security guard in schools were from Legislature Chair Tracy Bartell and non-enrolled voter from Gardner, who aligns with Democrats, and Democrats Philip Erner, Abe Uccitelli, and Eve Walter. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.